Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I don't know. Okay. Are you really on this girl's side?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yeah, she's actually.
You know what you're doing? No. I know what you're doing.
I'm not doing
you're doing
it.
The thing, thing where you take a side no. that you know is going to make me mad.
What? Like you're doing that.
Like I think you're doing it.
Yeah, I don't think he's serious.
No,
you can't be serious.
She's correct.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's the first time I've heard it. I've felt this way the whole time, but she's actually correct.
So there was like a Reddit thread that I was looking at, and it was like, it's kind of I love him, but. It was like, I love everything about my guy, except he does this one thing. And you're like, ugh, gross, I can't believe he does that. And this woman was complaining that her man puts his pants in the hamper without buttoning them and zipping them back up.
Gauche. So wrong.
I need a show of hands in the studio.
This is radio.
Anybody? I need a show of. Does anybody do that? I mean, I button them before I put them away, but I don't zip them.
I don't even zip them.
You hang yours. I thought.
I used to hang my jeans. I don't anymore. Okay. I went through that phase where, I hung every single thing I own for a long
time. Socks and.
Not socks, but like, God, that's not bad though. I would hang my socks.
How did you hang it? Over the middle part or like through a belt loop? Because I've seen that.
No,
like
you they fold do them and then they actually make a thing where you can hang like five jeans on one hanger.
I see.
So it's like a thing and they have arms on it and you hang
pounds.
One this way and then it weighs
heavy.
A ton. But I have all my leisure wear still hanging on one of those, linen pants.
Yes.
So it's just in the corner. It's like my cabana wear. Anyway, do you guys button your jeans before you put them away?
No.
Okay, now we do have arguments.
The only thing I button before I put away is like a button-up shirt, like a flannel. I'll button just the top button so it doesn't fall off the hanger.
You have to button every other one at least three.
Why?
Because then it hangs better and it won't be wrinkly.
He's right about that.
You gotta do the top one, skip, next one, skip, next one. And if you really want to do it right, go all the way to the end.
Yeah.
And then that shirt hangs perfectly like it's pressed and
it
ready
sucks
to go.
To do
it does suck,
one,
but that's the right way.
It looks fine just doing the top one
doesn't.
Hanging.
No,
I don't
it
want
doesn't.
My flannel to look pressed.
No, but you don't want it to look wrinkled. You don't want to be like Seattle 90s grunge.
When you're buttoning it, do you kind of tuck it underneath your
chin? I do.
And do the. Okay.
Yes, I have it underneath my chin. Nice. Thank you for the graphic demonstration. I was just like, okay, so let's talk when we're buttoning our shirt face.
Real quick, not a tangent. When you put a pillowcase on a pillow, do you tuck it here? Or how are you doing that?
I used to be a tucker, but now I'm a king-sized pillow. Like, the pillows are so big.
Huge.
So I'm just, like, shoving it. It's just, it's a violent
used
sort
to be
of...
a tucker, now you're a shover.
Yes.
Got it.
Nice. It's a lot like birthing a cow in reverse. Like, you get both hands in there. Yeah. I go to farms and put cows back inside. Little baby cows. I'm like, this one ain't done yet.
Oh my God.
What just happened? Yeah. But I think this person is a psychopath, and I just don't.
It preserves your jeans. It makes them last longer.
Steve off the air literally said, if you don't button your jeans, it will you'll take a size 36 jean and make it a size 40. How would that make sense? How would buttoning it make it not stretch out?
I would also kind of want that. No, it's still a 36, honey. You can read the tag. Don't measure it.
Oh my God! Why? I don't understand.
Yeah, because if they're loose, the water, there's activity.
Do you put your jeans in the dryer?
Yes.
How do they feel post dryer?
I don't dry them all the way. I don't bake them. I have the one notch, one level below all the way.
Okay.
And I'll pull them out so they're a little bit damp, and then I'll just and they'll air dry.
Go ahead.
So do they get crispy when you do that? When you let them air dry, don't they get a little?
They like do stiff? A little. Yeah. It bugs a little.
Okay. Because yeah. I just don't wash mine because I've not been able to.
You don't wash your jeans?
That. Not really.
What?
I mean, like once a year, maybe.
What?
Oh my God. I thought the grossest thing that was going to be said today was me shoving a cow back inside another cow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.